This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathirin kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we continue with our discussion on the two words, servant and slave. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the human beings, He called them Ibadullah, Abdullah, the slaves of Allah. Allah did not call them Khuddamullah, He didn't say Khadimullah, servant of Allah. As I mentioned to you in the last khatira on this subject, it's not a matter of semantics, it's a matter of the fact that words indicate attitude and words direct behavior. A person who thinks of himself as a servant will behave in a certain way. And a person who thinks of himself or herself as a slave will behave in a different way. Because to be a servant, which means employee, is a matter of choice. You can join the employment of the person, you can leave the employment of the person, you can resign while you are there, you can choose to do this or that. Your duties are specific to the job, you are not allowed to or you are not expected to do outside of those duties, and so on and so forth. But for a slave, there is no choice involved. Nobody chooses to be a slave. And that's why slavery of humans is haram. In Islam, you can't go and make somebody a slave. So, a slave is a slave because he is owned by the owner. And therefore, the slave has no job description, the slave has no choice whether to remain a slave or to leave and say, sorry, I resign, salaam alaikum, I'm no longer your slave. No. So, it encourages and it shows a certain attitude. The servant has an attitude of obeying by choice. He chooses to obey or he has the option not to obey. Whereas the slave has no choice in the matter. A slave has no choice in the matter of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned both things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, La ikraha fi ddini qad tabayyana rushdu min al-ghayy. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْثَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِي سَبِيلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no compulsion in deen. The two paths, the path of righteousness and the path of disobedience are clear. You can choose this, you can choose that. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah mentioned in a different place. You want to believe, believe. You don't want to believe, don't believe. But it is not free of consequences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the paths are clear, there is no compulsion in deen. Now if you see the asbab and nuzul of this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, this came at the time when the Banu Nadir were banished from Medina. They were the Jewish tribe which reneged and which broke the covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so they were banished from Medina. They used to control the markets of Medina, especially the jewelry market, and they were also the scholars of the Jews. So when they left Medina, one of the things which happened was that the people of Medina, the Arabs in Medina, for various, we don't know what the reason is, but they used to have a high rate of infant mortality. The children would die. So somewhere, somehow, I don't know how that happened, the people of Sirah don't mention that, but they had this impression that if our children are raised with the Jews, they will survive. So a lot of the Arab children used to be with the Jews, and the Banu Nadir were learned people and so on and so on. So they, you know, they learned there and they learned business and whatnot. So now when the Banu Nadir were leaving, these people came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what shall we do? Our children are with them. So should they go or should they stay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. Allah said, choice is up to them. They want to stay, stay. You want to go, go. If you are staying back, means you are accepting Islam. If you are not staying back, you are going with them. It means you are leaving Islam. This choice is free. There is no compulsion. No, you will not be forced. But with respect to people who have become Muslim, what is the choice? Sama'ana wa ata'ana. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. There is no choice. Our choice is we hear and we obey. Oh Allah, forgive us and to you is our return. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. This word khutuwat, yesterday Shaykh explained, it is literally footstep, one step in front of the other, and to put your foot in the same mark, same place where that footstep is, this is following the footsteps. So Allah said, oh, you who believe, enter into Islam completely and totally. Udkhulu fi silmi kafatan, not partially, fully, completely. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. La tattabiu khutwati shaitan. Innahu lakum adu mubin. Truly the shaitan is your open and clear enemy. Now just think about that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't follow the footsteps, Allah did not say that don't follow shaitan. Allah said, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. What does it mean? It means shaitan is not there. Right? If there is somebody who is present, you will say, don't follow that person. They won't say, don't follow the footsteps. Footsteps means what? Only the footsteps are there. So if I choose to follow the footsteps, I cannot turn around and say, shaitan forced me. Shaitan didn't force you. He wasn't there. It was your choice. You chose to follow the footsteps of shaitan. Especially even after Allah told you that he is your enemy. So Allah tells me he is my enemy, still I follow the footsteps, what will happen? So Allah said, no choice. Your choice is to obey completely and totally. No servant, slave, Abdullah, wa amatullah. Final point, for those who pick and choose. This part I like, I will obey. This part I don't like, I will not obey. You know, my city, Hyderabad, they make some of the best desserts. And people love sweets. So, in any parties and so on, weddings, and there will be sort of multiple sweets. I mean, 4, 5, 6 types of sweets. Now, you want to eat, they say, no, please eat. It's sunnah. It's sunnah to eat sweets. And the man who's saying it is sunnah has no beard. He shaves his beard. So, very nice. Sweet is, eating sweet is sunnah. Shaving the beard. This is the issue of selective obedience. And that is why I always say, selective obedience is disobedience. Because if you are selecting, there are three duties. I will do one. I will not do the second one. I will do the third one. Right? Allah made 5 salah fard on me. Salatul Fajr not too much trouble. So I will pray. When I wake up, I will pray Qadha. Zohar, okay, maybe. Asr, no, too much time. Too much, you know, I have to leave my office, work this one. I will pray Qadha. You cannot deliberately make a Salah Qadha. Please understand this. This is to deliberately. You have the time, everything. You don't want to pray. I will not pray because of this, that. Selective obedience is disobedience. Now, for people who do selective obedience, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Wallahi, the Quran has answers to everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, is it that you will take something from the book, accept something from the book, obey something from the book and leave out the rest? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ. The question, the alif of the question, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What is the jaza? And this jaza is reward. It's used sarcastically. Because that reward is actually punishment. So Allah says, this reward, what is the reward for those who choose to do this? Who choose to take something and leave out something else? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There is, the reward is nothing but difficulty and problems and calamities in this life. Wal yawm al akhirati yuraduna ila ashadd al adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and on the day of judgment they will be punished how?
Ashaddil Azab, not just any ordinary punishment, the worst of most severe punishment. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Now think about that. This ayah does not refer to the kuffar. It doesn't refer to people who have denied Allah. It does not refer to the mushrikeen. It does not refer to people who are joining partners with Allah. It does not refer to people who refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are not Muslim. No. This refers to people who call themselves believers. Once again, the ayah is with reference to Bani Israel, but the usul of the Quran al-Karim, that the asbabun nuzul do not limit the effectiveness and the scope of the ayah. The scope of the ayah, the obedience to the ayah is for all time, for all people. The asbabun nuzul, the circumstances of revelation, this is a part of history. How did it come? When did it come? What was the question? That's a part of history, but that is not, the hukam is not restricted to that. So this came for the Bani Israel, but we are the successors of the Bani Israel. It came to the Muslims of that time. We are the Muslims of this time. So Allah is saying, those who choose to, if you are among them, are you going to be those who will pick something and leave something? If you do that, then Allah is saying, we promise you difficulties and trials and calamities and diseases and accidents and loss in this life and the worst punishment in the hereafter. Because selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is arrogance. It is kibar. Because you are saying, Allah saying, do this. You say, oh yeah, okay, you want me. That is your wish. Oh, I have a wish. And I will follow my wish. So you are being, you're showing your kibar to Allah. For somebody who shows kibar, whose arrogance with other people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. What about somebody who is showing kibar to Allah? So I remind myself and you, let us get this concept clear in our heads. We are, alhamdulillah, 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 ibadullah. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned to you, if you are a slave of Allah, then your responsibility for you is Allah's. Because Allah owns me. If Allah owns me, who looks after me? Allah. In this life, Allah. In the hereafter, in the grave, Allah. On the day of judgment, Allah. Because if I am resurrected, may Allah make this for all of us, if I am resurrected on the day of judgment and say, Ya Abdullah, Tal. Oh Abdullah, come here. And do what? Go to Jahannam? No. All set. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be completely and totally obedient to Him without question, because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trust Him, we have tawakkul on Him, and we follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.